What's up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Saturday, April 30th, 2022. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope you made the best of it. Hope your Friday night was awesome. I know mine was pretty good. I was driving for, I don't even know, 15 hours or so. It felt like 2 days. But we're on a little road trip here. We got some business to do. I have, as you guys know, I'm trying to be a workaholic because that's the only way I know how to make money. And that's what this is. But it is what it is. Like I told you, I'm going to put an episode out every day if I can. And fuck it, here I am. Yeah, it's late. But guess what, motherfuckers? I just parked a car about an hour ago. And here I am. So I'm going to give you a little Saturday update. You know how we do over here. Let's look at what we got cooking. All right, Saturday. It's beautiful over here. Jesus. Hope you guys can't hear the kids playing outside. That's not my kids. They're just where I am right now. It's a little loud, so I do apologize about that. But fuck it, I don't apologize. Shit, I'm recording. This is my show. I do what the fuck I want to do over here. That's how I fucking do. So let's go back now, right? So we already talked about the misinformation board. Now, this is really taking off. You know, if you go to my Twitter, if you've been looking at it, been watching it, you'll see numerous songs and numerous posts from Nina Jankowicz from the past. That's the one who is going to be in charge and leading the misinformation board. And, you know, that's not a good look. It's not a good look when she's singing songs, almost teasing, making fun of horrible situations. And I just don't see her really having the integrity to do such a job. I don't think anyone should really do this job, to be quite honest with you. I think this should just be, I don't know, a fucking failed plan and just cancel it. You know, we have this whole freedom of speech. I went into a rant about it already. And I don't think it should be, just pretend like it never happened. Just say, cancel the project. Why are we doing this? Why? Who are, like, this is the person of all the people to choose. You choose Nina Jankowicz, who on my Twitter have like eight cases, or at least, I don't say at least four or five solid video evidence of her being a crazy person. Straight up nut job. She might as well be fucking a hologram like the other dude. But that, I believe more and more of that will come to light. I mean, it's only been a few days since the original article broke. That was on a Tuesday or Wednesday. I posted that, which is fucking insane as is, that we're even considering this as an option. Who are they to determine whether or not what I say or anyone says is information or misinformation? I just don't see that, because now again, it's a little fucked up that they can control that. If this goes into play, they'll be able to say, oh no, anyone that they don't like is spreading misinformation. Now, what can that do? That could tarnish your career, that could tarnish your word, tarnish your character, and really ruin your credibility as far as sales are concerned, or an audience. Or anything you try to do. Aren't you that crazy motherfucker who said all that crazy shit? Nah, son, that shit was real. They labeled me as crazy. And then you have this whole argument with whatever you're trying to do. That whole board idea needs to stop. We need to come together, I don't know, left and right or whoever the fuck, and just really stand up for this disinformation bullshit that they're trying to push into play so they can control the narrative. And that's really what it is. It's an attempt to control the fucking narrative, and it's not fucking fair for anyone. This disinformation governance board, it even sounds like some bullshit, some fucking, you know, Soviet shit, Nazi shit. I don't know, whatever. So that's that story. That's, you know, more and more crazy information about her is coming out. She's basically making herself look bad with all her past. She literally has a song saying, what do I have to do? Who do I have to fuck to be powerful and rich? And I'll gladly post it on my Twitter so you can listen to it, dance along, sing along. I mean, maybe she's doing it, what she had to do. Hey, I've been saying to do that. I want to do that shit for years. I just waiting for the right opportunity, I guess. I don't know. But that story, that's the update for that story. The next story I want to talk about is your boy Elon. Elon's killing the game with the haters, though. AOC's coming after him, talking all this crazy shit. He's firing back. The usual dance. And then you have this one guy over in Texas. Not the governor. The governor's like, come on, man. Elon, all your companies are here, man. You got SpaceX over here. We got fucking Tesla over here. We got all this shit. Boring Company, I think, is over there also. He's like, bring fucking Twitter here. No answer from Elon, right? Whatever. And as we know, Elon talked about closing the San Francisco office of Twitter because nobody goes to work. Everyone works from home or works remotely and talks shit on Twitter or through text messages or through phone calls or Zoom or whatever the fuck they're using. And the suggestion by Bezos, I think it was Bezos, was to make it a homeless shelter in San Francisco. Well, I hope that happens because, you know, you could take the whole building because I believe Elon will make the move to Texas. It's only a matter of time. I believe he is waiting for the final, like, authorization or the final paperwork to be pushed through. I think it takes about 4, 5, or 6 months for him to fully be the owner on paper, you know, with all, like, the legal shit. And then he'd be able to do whatever he wants. I think he's also... He tweeted something earlier today about having a new CEO in mind. So there goes Parag. So that's good. You know, what I was mentioning, the Texas landowner in Texas, obviously, Jim Schwertner, CEO of Schwertner Farms, offered up his prime real estate. Where? Oh, 38 miles north of Austin. 38 miles north of Austin. And guess what? He goes, Elon Musk, move Twitter to Schwertner, Texas. It's only 38 miles north of Austin in Williamson County, and we will gift you 100 acres for free. This is what the farmer said. 100 acres for free. Bring him to Texas. Schwertner Farms with more than 20,000 acres. Damn, imagine you have 20,000 acres. Fuck. 20,000 acres to do whatever the fuck you want to do with that. And Williamson and Bell Counties also shared details regarding his new offer with the Austonian. He quote, we think it's a good idea, especially when you've got Samsung coming to Taylor. I mean, this area is exploding and we want to be part of this explosive growth. So he's looking at this as a business opportunity as well. Business opportunity. I mean, I didn't know about Schwertner Farms, but if the word comes out that he gifts 100 acres, which is like nickels compared to his 20,000 acres, he gifts 100 to Elon, his name will be synonymous with Elon at that point. People wouldn't know Twitter's building was, or Twitter's headquarters was put on land gifted by the Schwertner Farms, and that could make his sales increase. So it is a good business strategy. And who's to say that Elon doesn't repay the favor and just feed all of his employees Schwertner Farm products? I mean, I don't know what he does, but I'm sure there'll be a deal that works out for the best for him, Elon, that is. Let's see here. This has been approved. Okay, so, you know, that is very interesting. I'm like waiting to see if that move takes place. I'm sure it's going to happen later on this year. He's slowly going to, well, first he's going to replace the CEO. That's going to be number one. That's got to happen first. I'm sure he's waiting for that. Once the paperwork goes through, legal mumbo jumbo is cleared, he'll replace the CEO and eventually move the headquarters over to Texas. I can see that happening for sure. Without it, it would only make sense. It'll be easier for him. Think about it, guys. He'll have all his fucking businesses in the same area. He can just bounce around. I mean, yeah, you could do things virtually, but he's a hands-on guy. He sleeps in the fucking factory. He's on the fucking floor, sleeping on a couch. He's sleeping on friends' couches. Like, this will just make his life easier, and he could be physically present in all of his businesses literally on a daily basis. And that's something, like, he would absolutely do without a shadow of a doubt. Other news, let's see here. Whoa. Guess what? Daddy DeSantis is in the news again. Daddy DeSantis, Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida. Remember I mentioned earlier this week, I believe it was this week or last week, I don't know, I do so many episodes, about Disney, about how he was lifting the levy on their special tax privileges, meaning that he's eliminating the special tax privileges that Disney has because they had a little quarrel, a little back and forth in regards to schools and teachers and teachers teaching all kinds of shit except education, really. Just teaching propaganda, sex, all kinds of crazy ideas and ideologies. But Ron DeSantis passed a law banning that shit in school and from kindergarten to sixth grade, I believe. And I think that was a good move. I mean, our kids should be kids. They're fucking in kindergarten. What are we doing here? Anyway, sorry. So he makes a statement. His office says this about the Reedy Creek Special District. Reedy Creek is Disney's Special District. Disney's property is on their Reedy Creek, which is what they've created to have Disney in this umbrella. Reedy Creek's like the umbrella, and Disney's in that umbrella. Disney will pay its fair share of taxes, DeSantis spokesman Christina Pashaw tweeted Thursday. Floridians, including residents of Orange and Osceola counties, will not be on the hook. Do not fall for another partisan political lie being amplified by media. More to come. So the whole thing was, and I read it, a lot of people were complaining and tweeting about how, oh no, now we who live in these counties where Disney is, Disney was paying for a lot of their utilities, a lot of the road maintenance, the first responders, all that was being paid through Disney. Now that they're not, now they're getting the special tax exemptions, they're going to stop doing that, and that's going to fall onto those homeowners. So Ron DeSantis is saying, don't worry, that's not going to happen. I don't know how the fuck he's going to do that, but it's interesting that he brings that up, that he's like, hey, I'm not, don't worry, Floridians, I got your back. Like he always says he does. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. Again, time will tell. Of course, I'll continue to give updates. I'm excited. This is some good shit, guys. And I'm sorry if I seem kind of out of it. I've been up for over 24 hours. I think I had like a 30-minute nap, to be honest with you. But I'm fucking chugging along, man. Fuck it. I got to get this shit done. Wife and kid want to play. I get it. Hey, no problem. I'll fucking sleep sometime. You guys need me. They need me. Everybody needs me. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm a survivor. Let's see here. It says that Disney were not going to bear the brunt of the cost of the removal of its long-held special tax privileges. It would not have objected to the state-passed move. If it is true that the repeal of the special district would hand Disney a tax break and the local taxpayers would be on the hook for this bailout to benefit Disney, then why would Disney oppose repealing their special district? Indeed, why wouldn't Disney have lobbied to get rid of the special district long ago? Reedy Creek, 27,000 acres in Florida, where Disney had its special tax privileges, set up in 1967 as the media and entertainment conglomerate, sought independence to plan its theme parks in the Orlando area. Like I said, Disney's property is on Reedy Creek's property, which is 27,000 acres, like I said, and they make their own rules over there, or they were making their own rules. The fallout came when Disney publicly rejected DeSantis' move to reject topics of sex and gender dysphoria, and that were not age appropriate or developmentally appropriate for public school students in kindergarten through third grade. Reports have suggested that the battle over the dissolution of special tax privileges for the Disney-controlled areas of Florida would potentially shift a debt and tax burden to taxpayers in surrounding counties in Florida. Reedy Creek told investors that dissolving the special tax district limited and altered its ability to improve and maintain its Florida and collect charges and taxes, meaning Florida violated its pledge to bondholders. The state acted to dissolve the special designation and status for Disney as it and the entertainment titan feuded over new legislation that restricts discussion of LGBT issues in school. All this over speaking about LGBT plus and sex in school caused this crazy, I don't even fucking snowball effect downhill. And, you know, it sucks for people who want to go to Disney. They're probably kind of on the fence about it now. It sucks for kids who love Disney, and probably their parents are like, you ain't watching Disney anymore, man. And it sucks. I guess it sucks for the teachers who can't teach this shit. I mean, I don't know why it's so passionate for them to teach sex and LGBTQ to kindergartners. I couldn't even tell you fucking, like, my kindergartner's teacher's spouse's name, let alone want to know what they do outside of the classroom, whatever the fuck. I don't know. Whatever. Moving on. Moving on, that was that. Again, all these links will be in the description below. You know how I do. I always like to tag my shit and put my sources in there, so you can read it. You can make your own fucking decision on your own. Another part I thought was interesting: New York City mayor, I mentioned this earlier, says employees who were fired for being unvaccinated will never get their jobs back. This is a video. It's a on Rumble. I will put the link also in the description of the New York City mayor and saying that they'll never get their jobs back. And why that's important was because earlier this week I spoke about 70 teachers who were sent home without pay for providing fake vaccination cards. Now, the union is fighting to get them reinstated, to get the teachers reinstated, because New York City rather, lifted the mandate for athletes to be vaccinated to play. So if they don't have to be vaccinated, why the hell do the teachers have to? But the issue is that they lied about their status and had fake vaccine cards. Does that apply here? When the mayor says that those people who were fired for not being vaccinated won't get their jobs back, does that apply to these teachers who technically, they did not lose their jobs? They've been sent home without pay. Now, whether or not they're able to continue paying their bills and pay their union dues to keep that status, I do not know. But that's an update with that article. I'm trying to think of any other updates I can think of. My brain is kind of like a rotten pumpkin right now. It's just kind of mush. It's kind of just falling apart. But I am pushing forward, guys. I'm really trying. Tomorrow, again, is another episode. This was just an update. You know, I do my Saturday updates, how I fucking do it over here. I try to keep it moving. I give you a lot of information. If I talk too fast, you just slow me down to half speed, baby. I got to get this shit rolling. I got a lot of shit on the table. I'm excited with a lot of stuff I'm working on, and I can't wait to share with all of you, man. Fuck, it's Saturday. What the fuck is going on? Is this the last? Wait, let me check the calendar. This is the last day in April, right? Because this month has been wild. Yeah, April 30th is the last day in April. We need May. Y'all, tomorrow's the first day of May. We need that shit. Because this shit's fucking month was crazy. Elon, fucking LGBTQ, Disney, this, that, fucking shit. Teachers union. Oh my God. Twitter. AOC. I'm not even going to talk about Joe Biden. Joe Biden, he wilding with that $33 billion being sent to Ukraine. I already talked about my rant. You heard my rant yesterday, the other day. Was it Friday? I don't even know. Like I said, all these days are just merging about how he's giving them all that fucking money. We over here struggling. I know I am. Look at all the fucking work I'm doing. But I guess we got to keep going on. We got to keep moving forward. We can't let that shit hold us back. We got to live our life. Keep our head up. Keep our heads up. And have fun with this motherfucker. Have fun with this bitch. It's the fucking weekend. It's April 30th. It's the last day of the fucking month, yo. That means April 2022 is done. They'll never come back. Shit, if that ain't a reason to celebrate, I don't know what the fuck is. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to smoke a little. A lot. I'm going to smoke a little. A lot. Chill. Chill with the fam. Go get some dinner. Maybe get a Chicago pie or something. I don't know. And just get a little writing done and just relax and just enjoy it. I like to be nice, calm, and relaxed. Who knows what the fuck happens after that? Maybe I'll tweet some more shit. I don't know. Maybe I'll write some more shit. I don't fucking know. But I'm going to enjoy myself. So you should definitely fucking enjoy yourself. That's been the Saturday update. Don't forget, if you order food tonight, what do I always say? Tip your drivers. They don't get paid by the hour. Where they get paid, you know, it's calculated really strangely. So if you can tip them, tip them. If you can't afford to tip them, don't order. Because 50-cent tip ain't shit. Gas is $4, $5, $6 some places. A gallon. You over here throwing a buck thinking that they're making bank. They ain't making bank from you. We got to work longer hours now to make what we used to make because these gas prices are outrageous. But like I said, tip your drivers, whether it's food, whether it's rideshare, tip that shit. Check out my book, Worthless. It is on Amazon. It's killing it right now. 5 stars. Definitely check out Buzzsprout. That my link is in the description for that. Love that software, man. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be hearing me. All right, man. Peace. Till tomorrow, man. Take care.